Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Tony Catalina of bloggingtheboys.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina, and I am proud to present to you your daily Cowboys Roundup for Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your bye week and trying to stay stress-free as the team and all fans alike look to use this week to recharge and refocus. The Cowboys are looking to get a few key members back from injury, and the goal is to possibly have them, some of them back for the Minnesota Vikings game on Halloween night, as we mentioned on Wednesday. And everything looks to be still heading in the right direction for a few members of the team on that front. There is still much to discuss as it pertains to this team in the ongoing bye week. We will also touch on where the team's head is at as it pertains to the fast approaching trade deadline. Let's get right into it. Cowboys VP Stephen Jones was on 96.7 The Ticket in Dallas on Thursday, and he was asked if anything was in the works with the trade deadline approaching, stating, "Not at this point, with anything on the front burner. It's always nice if there's an opportunity out there, but at the same time, we have a lot of confidence in this roster." You know, that seems to be the company line for the last few years as it pertains to the Cowboys and roster management. They seem to lean towards keeping their own rather than outsourcing for talent. You can't argue with the results as of late, but what you can't forget is some of the key free agent additions that have helped this team become, that has come in and helped as of late, such as guys like Jaron Kearse, who has been a leader, who has brought toughness and passion to this defense, while also being a weapon that can be used in many different spots on the field for that defense. Although the start to his bye week has been less than ideal, you also can't forget about the impact Amonte KZ has provided the secondary and the safety room specifically as a whole. While in large, Stephen Jones' premise about liking their own guys is a good approach, keeping their eye and ears to the open market is a smart move for this team moving forward. Stephen Jones also touched in on his coordinators Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn. More specifically, what it would be like to lose them, as they're both hot topic in the league's inner circles for possible head coaching candidates. They may have opportunities presented themselves sooner rather than later, stating, "You'll always want to keep the guys that are helping you have success. At the same time, that's part of this business. Hopefully you have some great coaches on staff who are ready to step up." Jones is right in the fact it is a good problem to have. If other teams want to interview your staff, it's a clear sign that something is going right. But he is also right in the fact you never want to lose such people who have been a key component to your team's success. The relationship between Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott can't be understated. The two of them have had a clear bond and connection that has been working magic over the last 2 years when Prescott has been on the field. You also can't forget Coach Quinn and what he has done for this defense. Every player has ranted and raved about his coaching style, his accountability, and his approach. He's made a massive impact on personnel decisions, but also in the little fine details you can't calculate, such as the effort he expects and being able to get the best out of each player. I hope the Cowboys do what they can to keep both around, but the reality is we should appreciate them while they're here and understand they're both ascending and will sooner rather than later be given a shot to run the show for another team. Dan Quinn getting another opportunity, Kellen Moore possibly getting his first. Switching topics a little bit, Stephen Jones also had an interesting comment regarding the status of the right tackle position on Thursday, stating as it pertained to Lyle Collins getting his job back, that is something Mike McCarthy and O-line coach Joe Philbin and offensive coordinator Kellen Moore will address over the bye week. That obviously says more about how they feel about Terrence Steele and his growth than anything else. And make no mistake, I believe the right move is for Collins to be back in there at his customary right tackle spot, which I'm fairly certain the team brass believes as well. However, the Cowboys officially and truly do have a player in Steele that, if we're being honest, I don't know if they truly believed originally when he signed with the Cowboys last year as a rookie undrafted free agent that they saw this growth and development coming and that Steele was going to be this good when he stepped in week two of his second year. The clear and obvious choice is to have the role relinquished back to Lyle Collins, but with the return of Collins, that player should be on alert moving forward, may very well be Ty Nsekhe. Nsekhe was viewed as the leader for the swing tackle position coming into the year, but he has dealt with some injuries himself, and with the development of Steele, his roster spot may no longer be there for him going forward. Moving on, as we discuss topics that pertain to the Cowboys and their bye, let's take a look at the rest of the NFC East and what they're looking at and facing in Week 7. The Washington football team heads to Lambeau to square off against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. That game kicks off at 12 Central Time. The Philadelphia Eagles are also faced with a tough road test as they head to Las Vegas to take on Derek Carr and the Raiders. That game is scheduled to kick off at 3:05 Central Time. And lastly, the New York Giants have a home contest versus Sam Darnold and the Carolina Panthers. And that game will be kicking off at noon in the noontime slot in the early slate of football games. I know there's been a lot of talk of the Cowboys looking past the division and thinking of seeding as it pertains to the other top threats in the conference, but I'm not thinking like that personally. I think the Cowboys are still best suited to root hard against their division opponents, take it a game at a time, and secure the division as early as possible. At that point, then let's look at what other seeding factors are in play. But until then, let's secure the division championship t-shirts and hats and move forward likewise from there. As always, we here at Blogging the Boys will have you covered on everything Dallas Cowboys related, so please do not forget to check out all of our podcasts we drop daily. And if you could and wouldn't mind, it would be greatly appreciated if you could leave us a rating and write a review. We are nothing without our loyal listeners, and those things go a long way and are much appreciated. That is all for today, Friday, October 22nd. Again, my name is Tony Catalina, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. Come find me, hit that follow button, shoot me a message, and let's talk everything Dallas Cowboys football. I hope everybody has a great Friday, finishes the week strong, and enjoys the weekend watching the rest of the division struggle, knowing the Cowboys are 5-1 and clearly one of the best teams in the entire league. Stay safe and enjoy. Peace.